I had a whole quicksand plan.
Did you? What was your quicksand plan?
I was going to look for anything that I could find to hang on to grasp onto.
Yes, yes.
And not move.
Not wiggle. Because if you wiggle, it goes faster.
You're going down. Yeah.
Yes. We learned, guys, we were ready for quicksand.
I would pray.
We were the most prepared
holding
generation.
My breath.
We can use ice cube trays, and we were ready for quicksand.
We know what to do with quicksand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all kids aren't going to make it.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Here I am.
Okay. Let me write down 10:46. Okay, that's better. There you are. Yeah, you sound much better.
Surprise.
Surprise.
It helps when you plug the microphone in.
I mean, we're only 95 episodes in. People need to not
Should
expect
anybody
so much.
expect professionalism here?
I mean, honestly,
come on.
People.
People.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
Well, I haven't seen you in forever.
Oh my gosh, it's been
24 hours.
48. It's been too long. I'm coming back.
All right, y'all, we have had a week, is what we've had.
We have. Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Designer Cornbread, episode 95. And yeah. It's been good. We hope you guys are doing great.
We are in the throes of summer.
We are. Y'all, it is July. What is it today? July 8th?
9th. It's today. It's July the 9th.
Mm-hmm. It is. Summer is moving along.
Mm-hmm.
We
had a new life experience in that we moved our boys to Chattanooga, or at least your youngest, which is a big change for you because he went to community college for a couple of years in St. Louis. So even after he graduated, he was still home.
This is his first,
you know, really leaving the nest.
My baby done jumped out the nest.
Fly, baby, flap those wings.
Keep flapping.
And then, Caleb has been at school, but I said, I don't think this is really going to hit me till Christmas when he can't, you know, when he's not home for a month.
Right.
So he's...
Yep, that is true. When you guys have kids that, you know, when they finally, you know, it's definitely a big taste when they go to college because they're gone for long stretches. And depending on where they go to, you may not see them till, you know, Christmas or maybe Thanksgiving. But, you know, then you do have those breaks and they come home and you have like a month at Christmas. And yeah, so once they really are done with that and kind of move out, they don't have those big breaks. They don't come back for summer. Yeah. You know, they visit, but they don't, it's not the same. And it takes a little getting used to, but it's good. I'm excited. We're very excited for them. They've got a great little apartment. Three of them down there. Shout out to Tristan. I know he wants to be a part of this famous, I'm sure he's listening.
Of course he does.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yes. Yes.
And Bella, the sweet puppy.
Tristan has Bella, who is an old English bulldog, I believe.
She's so cute.
Listen, she looks like she's going to be an aggressive breed, but they are not. I mean, they're clearly a very tame breed, but her head is as big as...
It's huge. You know, it's a giant muscle. It's bigger than my head. Big old fat, and she's got big old eyes that kind of look like people eyes, so it kind of freaks me out a little bit. But she's a sweet...
And
but she will bark.
She's broad and all that. But y'all, this dog is scared of her own shadow.
So
I took them to Lowe's to buy a washing machine, and Tristan took Bella in there, and the dog was scared of a sink. I mean, coward.
Sinks are scary.
Sinks are very scary.
Okay, they can be very frightening. So I don't think it's very nice anyway, of you to make fun of her.
She's precious, but she is a big old baby.
She is. So they got all moved in and all official, and we, you know, got them a few things. I made a couple of runs to the Walmart as you do and all that kind of good stuff. So right. we'll leave it to them to get settled. But I probably need to tell the story of the mattress.
I would like you to tell the mattress story. Yes, so, I do.
So I don't know. I blame it on Hudson because Hudson in our family is known for his, we call them Hudson side quest, because he will get into a side quest, some kind of little adventure all the time. We never know. So we went down early. I was there with Hudson first before Tim and Thatch came down a little while later with the trailer and all that stuff. But we were going to order a bed or order a mattress. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. We just decided we had time. We had all our stuff kind of moved in that we could. So we had time. So I'm like, let's go look and see if we can get you a headboard and, you know, maybe a mattress, whatever. So we went looking a couple places. And, you know, you don't want to spend an arm. I mean, we're going to get him a queen size bed because the poor boy, he's poor boy. I mean, he's not. But he's been in this twin bed, you know, and he's probably 6'3". I don't know how tall he is. Anyway, he's like, I need a bed that I can fit in. So we were going to give him. No,
and that's funny with the young, John Garrett had a twin bed for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just, that's what they, you know, which is fine. But anyway, so we're like, well, for your new place, we'll get you a queen size. So we were looking, I didn't want to spend an arm and a leg. So we're going to trying to get bargainy, you know, Big Lots and all this kind of stuff. And I wanted to get him a headboard just to make it official, you know.
Yes, you
stick the pillows on the wall long enough and you just kind of go, let's do something. So we're looking around and we get to this one furniture store and we go in and it is a mid-price, but kind of, but you know, y'all, furniture is expensive. Freaking expensive. Like, and I know that was one thing I told my kids as they moved out, because that was the biggest sticker shock for me as a grown-up and getting married and buying furniture, you know. And you're like, a dining room chair is like, can be like $300 per chair.
Yeah.
Or it's 175. Like, I'm like, that is too much for a wooden chair. Like, it blows my mind every time. Yeah. So anyway, we get to this furniture store and we start to look. And as soon as we walked in, we did see a really pretty head set. You know, of course they have the whole crazy set and we don't want all that, but really pretty plain wood, really nice. He's kind of likes that style of just, you know, kind of warm colors and not too rustic. But anyway, this beautiful wood headboard thing. And we were like, ooh, that's pretty. I wonder if that, you know, and of course we look at it and it's like $1,800. And we're like, are you on crack cocaine? I'm like, no, I'm not. Anyway, that was for the king, I think. But anyway, we were like, ooh, okay, moving along. So then we're like, we see back in the back, we're like, you know, there's kind of all bunch of stuff just stacked up. And we're like, that's the area for us. You know, that's forget the nice.
The brown bag special. Yeah.
Right. Forget the nice stuff in the front. We need to head back to where all that stuff is stacked up and those mattresses are all stacked up in the back. Mm-hmm. So we go back there, kind of looking as we're going. And we see propped up, there's a whole bunch of mattresses all just propped up. And we see this one kind of right in the front. And it looked like a queen, and it looked nice. And I don't really know really anything about mattresses, honestly. And it's, you know, whatever. I'm like, well, maybe it's back here. It's sitting here. It's not in a plastic wrap. Maybe it's on clearance or, you know, whatever like that. So we're looking at it, and I don't see a tag. There's like a tag, but it doesn't have a price, and there's nothing on it. So we're just kind of looking, and Hudson's pushing on, and it seems really nice, you know, but again, I don't know. So we're looking at it, and all of a sudden, this dude comes up to us. He'd been kind of in and out of the back, like he was a warehouse guy, and this dude comes sidling up to us, and he's like, y'all looking at that mattress? And we're like, well, yeah. He said, well, they're just going to throw it away. They're going to throw that mattress away. And he said, but I can do you a deal. And Hudson and I are like, what? And I look at him, I go, what you got? And he goes, well, we said, and his gold teeth are a shining. And he says, you give me a price. I'm going to go do some stuff. You think about a price, you give me a price. So I'm like, so Hudson and I are like, okay. And it's, you know, perfectly good. I did see like a little bit of, and I know this is going to but because the last thing you want to see on a mattress is staining. But I will say, like, water, like really light, like water had kind of dripped on one spot or something.
However, let me stop you here. We got a whole lot of mileage out of teasing Hudson about his stained mattress.
Yeah, they did. They've made fun of him. So, and I asked him before he walked off, because I'm like, I said, what's the deal with this mattress? Like, what, you know, because I'm just kind of going, what's the deal? Has this been returned? Is this some crazy, you know, because I don't do used mat. I don't, I just don't appreciate that. And he said, no, he said it came in and he pointed out the little spots of the water. He said it came in and it had a little bit of staining right here from the manufacturer. And so we can't sell it. We can't sell it. And they are going to throw it away in the dumpster. And so at this point, I'm like, as a good steward of the planet,
that's right.
I feel like
good steward. Yes,
we
you are.
Should not let that just go in a landfill.
Shouldn't go to a landfill. No,
it shouldn't. I felt very, you know, concerned about that. So he runs off and starts doing stuff, and we're looking around. And I finally, I'm like, okay, I'm going to offer him 200, which honest to goodness, some people are like, you should have just offered him 50. I'm like, I know, but I didn't. I thought, oh, 200 for a nice new queen size mattress. Mm-hmm. When, I mean, you're looking around going, these things are crazy.
700,
expensive.
800.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, excuse me. So I'm like 200, you know, he's going through the time and trouble. He's working the hustle very professionally. And so he comes swinging by later as he's doing other work. He's warehouse, you know, he's moving stuff and doing all his stuff. He is hustling. And he swings by, says, you got a price? And I go, 200. And he goes, done. And of course, I had already asked him. I'm like, I assume cash, check. He's like, yeah, cash. I'm like, okay. So at this point, I'm like, I'm sure this is okay. Like, and he was super nice. I'll be real honest. Tyrone, he said later, I'm Tyrone. And I gave him my number. So we got him back in the back. And then when we got to the back wall, we see leaning against the wall, this headboard and just the footboard piece of the set we had seen up in the front that we liked in the queen size, just leaning up outside of a package, just leaning up on the wall. And I said, Hudson, that looks queen size. Go measure. So we measured. And we're like, I wonder what they're going to do with that. So Tyrone came back around and we said, what's the story with that? And he said, again, the guy was professional. I'm not even going to lie, because he was like, that's not a complete set. See, that doesn't have the feet on it. That doesn't have, you know, and I could see, I mean, obviously what it was. So it didn't have the side rails. It didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said, I got another set, something over there that's got all that, blah, 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 and a rack and a bed, you know, frame. And I was like, I said, no, we just want that. He's like, no, but are you sure? Because you can't really attach. I said, yeah. I said, I got an engineer husband. I said, we're going to figure it out. We just really want that, whatever you want to give us out of that set right there. And so I said, how much for that? And he said, $250 for all of it. So for the mattress and that. So we're like, done. So at this point, we are feeling very much like Ocean's 11, or I don't know what we're feeling like, but we're like.
Listen. Here is my friend who is classically trained, private high school, private college, and she's doing back alley deals.
Listen, y'all. And so we're trying to arrange a time for us to come around the back and pick it up. And he's like, how about tomorrow? And I said, because Tim is coming in with the truck, the pickup, you know, the next day. And I'm like, so I can't get in my car. So we said, well, tomorrow. And then anyway, through a whole bunch of different scenarios, he was like, well, can you do it Thursday instead? Because I forgot I'm off tomorrow. So could you? And he's texting me all this. So before we leave the store, I gave him my number and he texts, you know, really immediately. And he's like, you know, this is Tyrone at blah, blah, blah. And I was like, thumbs up, you know, so we've made contact. I know who it is and who it is and all that. So then he's like, can you do Thursday? And I texted back and I said, well, yeah, that's 4th of July. Are you, you know, is the store open? You know, are you going to be able to get in and do all that? And he's like, yeah. So then this whole time Hudson and I are cracking up. Cause we're like, how are we going to just say to Tim when he comes in town, hey,
Hey, we got a back alley.
You and HUD need to go with the truck and meet Tyrone at the back of the blah, blah, blah warehouse with $250 cash. Okay? Yeah.
This is the whole Sesame Street. Psst. Hey, hey, buddy, buddy, would you like to buy an O? This is the whole.
Would you like to buy a mattress?
Open the trench coat.
So as it is, and as so as it's going further down, I'm like, I gotta tell my husband and my old that they gotta go at 10 o'clock and meet Tyrone in the back of the warehouse with $250 cash. Is he going to think I'm insane? I don't know. But I was like, well, that's what we're doing. We're very pleased with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So as it turned out, he texts back and says, actually, can we do it the next day? The next morning, he texts back and he's like, and that's what I mean. The man was very communicative. He yes. communicated well. He was on the ball. And he said, hey, can we do it today?
I know y'all needed to go buy some fireworks.
I don't know.
I'm not asking. The 4th of July is coming. And you can take a very liberal definition of fireworks, perhaps.
You can, but I don't know anything about it.
All we know is that you got a mattress and a headboard for
$250. A queen size, brand new.
Score.
So I'm like, he texted me early, you know, pretty that early that morning and said, hey, can we do it today? I know you kind of wanted it today and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, Hudson and I really didn't have anything. I mean, we had errands to do, but you know, we were pretty much free that day because we couldn't do anything. And Tim actually didn't leave early. Like he didn't leave quite as early as he had planned on. So he wasn't going to get in till late. So there was no, and then that would push our tomorrow anyway. So I was like, let's just get this done. I'm like, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of this. So then I'm like, hey, HUD, I'm going to go rent a pickup truck from Lowe's because it's like $20 for 90 minutes. I'm like, there was a Lowe's right up there by the furniture place. So I'm like, I'm just going to go rent that pickup truck. We're going to go to the back of the warehouse and pay, get our cash, which we'd gotten. That was the other thing too. It was just really, everything just fell into place. Cause like we walked into Target and there was like an ATM right there, smack in the front of the Target.
See, so the Lord wanted you to bless Tyrone.
He really did. And he wanted to save the planet through me. We're saving the planet. So we go up there, long story short, we get the
stained mattress.
It's not stained.
Go ahead.
We get the pickup. So then I told Tyrone, I said, I'm going to text you when we've, cause I said, I'll let you know. He's like, let me know. And I'll get up there before you get there and be ready for you. And I said, I'm going to get this pickup truck. I'll let you know when, and if we have it. And so I get it. We're in the area. I text him. I said, we're in the area. We've got it. He said, great. Give me 20 minutes. So we hit the Starbucks cause Hudson was like dying for caffeine. We hit that. We're waiting. And then we get a text back from him and he's like, okay. He's like, y'all can go ahead. He said, I'm almost, blah, blah, blah. He said, go ahead and go to the Walgreens parking lot behind the furniture store warehouse, behind there. Go ahead and go there. So at this point I'm going, I'm sure this is, I've gotten no bad vibes from this guy. Yeah. I'll be real. I mean, and I have a pretty good spidey sense, but you know, not always.
Yeah.
But I've gotten, and again, he is in this public place working with the dude. He's hustling. He's being very like, but I am kind of going, okay, at this point of the scenario, I'm like, we need to be very wise.
Yeah.
So like, I really need to, you know, just make sure that I'm not being completely stupid. So we go to the Walgreens parking lot. The dude had this planned out because this is like the holding area. Mm-hmm. Then I get a call. Meanwhile, of course, I'm just going to let everyone know I was packing my baby girl firearm. So just let me just say that right now. Y'all can do with that what you want, but I'm not an idiot. Okay. And she's ready to go because you don't know. And I'm not an idiot. I want to let people know that honestly, because I'm like, you a woman going to meet at the back of a warehouse, people you don't know at a thing, like you got to be, listen. That's all I'm going to say about it. So, but as I said, I had no hair raising, no any kind of anything. So waited there. Then he calls and he says, hey, yeah, do you see me up here? And he's up there at the warehouse back waving. He's like, all right, come on up. Because he didn't want our truck, you know, he didn't want like the truck sitting up there. This was an in and out operation, you guys. We pull up, I back that bad boy up. He and his buddy, who had been working at the store the day before, again, these, you know, I recognized him, but he's got his little buddy there. They got their Crocs and their shorts on. They open up that back door. They take that mattress. They throw it in the back of the truck. They get the headboard. They throw that in the back. I slide the money. He shoves it in his pocket. He didn't count it. He shakes my hand and he says, all right. He said, I got your number because I got lots of furniture. So I'll let you know if I get more stuff. And I'm like, okay. I said, thanks so much. And off we went. And that was that. So we felt, and then we're like, just hoping it doesn't rain. Cause of course there's no, you know, cover on the truck, but it didn't. So we were feeling very, so we go, we get that back to Hudson's place, return the truck, all whole thing. And it worked out very, very well. What I will tell you, we went to another store cause we still needed a bed frame.
Yeah.
And like the support, you know, like the metal frame support or whatever for the mattress. So we went to get that real quickly. And that was a whole nother adventure. But anyway, we're in that store buying that. And I'm looking around. Nice, you know, a mattress store, whatever, Mattress Firm or whatever. We're looking around all these beautiful mattresses. And I come around the corner in the front of the store. And I look and I'm like, oh, that's the mattress we just bought. Like the same mattress, same cover, same brand.
Yeah.
You know, Sealeaf's or, I don't know, something Estate. Nice as can be. Queen size, same thing. $2,500.
Score.
You guys.
Score. Yep.
That was, I called Hudson over. I said, Huddy, come over here and look at this right now. And he saw that and his eyes just bugged out of his head. He was like, oh, what? I'm like, yeah, I felt like our good, I felt for $250 to get the headboard you wanted and a nice mattress with a little bit of whatever, but it's fine.
Hey, you're saving the planet.
And we saved the planet
and buying Tyrone fireworks.
That's exactly right.
I'm proud of you, Holly.
It's part of the whole circle of life, you guys. So I felt really good. But anyway, and I was just sort of, and we had it all taken care of. So I didn't have to say, hey, can you guys go to the back of the thing with the cash and meet Tyrone? I didn't have to say that to my husband. So I felt really, but his face, when we were telling the story at the dinner, he and Thatcher were like, And you know, Tim started like rubbing his head. You know, when he rubs his head when he's like,
yes.
What is happening? Anyway, it was real good, you guys.
Oh,
gosh. So, yeah, there you go. I got the hookup. So,
well, I have an update to something that that we talked about last week.
Oh, good.
When we read the letter from Dr. Brilliant, I did go back and listen to the podcast where we talked about Wrangler's disease. And at no point did I feel like that we were, you know, disparagingly talking about it. And 100%, I did give him credit for coining the phrase Wrangler's disease.
I thought you did. I thought you did. I felt I did. Like we were it very respectful. So, yeah. Okay. Good.
So I just want to go online and that is clarified and it is recorded and there. So
yeah, and our listeners all know, the people that listen, they all know. They can all go back and they can hear it. So I feel good about that. Yeah, that's a good thing to point out.
I just wanted to clarify that real quick.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to update on people a little more about the apartment in terms. Well, one thing that I found out, y'all listen. I went with Hudson. We went to Target and got some stuff, and I got him like 4 ice cube trays because they don't have an ice maker, so I got him like 4 ice cube trays, and when we were at the store, he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Something he said about how do you get it out. I think maybe he was used to like the idea of those silicone ones that kind of squish out. It's like, yeah, how do you get the ice out? And I was like, you twist it. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we get back. And I got him 4. And he's like, do we need that many? He's like, that's, I said, well, you know, you'd be surprised that ice you go through.
How much ice you get,
keep it filling. I mean, one of these trays can do almost a whole glass, you know, big glass. Anyway, Said, I think so, you know, whatever. So we get back to the apartment. Avery's there with us. Then she meets us over there, and I'm doing something in the other room. I'm doing something in his bedroom, whatever. I don't know, hanging clothes. And they're out there doing, putting stuff away. And I said, wash these up, get the, you know, go ahead and get the ice going. Cause of course it's burning hot. My kids can never move on a time that it's like winter or anything. And so they're in there doing it. And all of a sudden I hear a big kerfuffle and I hear, Mom, I told you this was too many. It wouldn't fit in the freezer. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, the ice cube trays. Hudson's like, I told your Mom that. He's saying to Avery, I told Mom this was too many. We won't be able to get anything in the freezer. I'm like, what are you talking about? I go in there. Y'all, these idiots have filled the ice cube trays and laid them flat next to each other across the bottom of the freezer.
Oh, she sent me a picture and they were just lined straight up.
I have a picture. I'll post it.
And they were like, see, we can't get anything else in the freezer.
Mom, how are we supposed to put anything in here?
And then there was one that wouldn't fit lined up. And so they have it like
well, right. It's in the middle because there was
laying
one that,
over the middle.
Yeah.
So that
there was one that the apartment complex gave them in a little welcome bag was this one tiny little blue ice cube tray. And that anyway. These fools had them lined up across the bottom and we're so proud of the fact that they were, you know, he was right, that this was too many. I looked at those idiots and I said, you guys, you stack them. What do you stack them up?
Hey, did they happen to get like a little bucket or bowl or something that they could break the ice
one.
And put it into
of
and refill
I
it?
Of course I got
okay.
one. I okay. got a plastic just to, they don't make, yeah. I couldn't find any like ice cube. You know how we used to have a
yes.
bin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could, and those are big, you know, but yeah. I just used a plastic like fridge storage container. Yeah. Right. I got that for these idiots, but they had them. I said, you stack them. So I stacked them all up and they were like, and I'm like, listen here. Y'all made fun. Avery made fun the other day, how she had a meeting at work on the phone and it was, you know, most of it was just them explaining how to like install this software on the thing. And she was like, oh my gosh, you know, some people of a certain age don't know how to do it. And I said, y'all make fun of us not knowing how to download some brand new software that's just come out on whatever. And y'all can't work an ice cube tray.
That's right.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. They're not going to take over the world.
I laughed so hard. I was like,
so
it was great. It was a good moment. And then after that night, let me just throw this out. We were, it was the 3rd of July, which they did a lot of fireworks and such. And that night when we got back from dinner or wherever we went to the boys' apartment, there was their neighbor across the way, Travis, was out front of the apartment door with his huge speaker blasting some questionable lyrics very loudly, and he was rapping. He was having a whole little rap fest. He was rapping right along with it while he was swigging his bottle of Amsterdam Jim. So I feel real good about. Did I not tell you that story?
No, you did not tell me that story.
We get there, Jones, and he is a middle-aged fellow. He is not a young fellow. Mm-hmm. And we had moved a few things in because we were unloading the truck or something. I don't remember. And he was very nice, though. He offered to help. He said, y'all need any help? Because they were getting the couch up. We were moving all Hudson stuff in. No, we're good. And then when Thatcher came through later, he offered him a swig of his gin. And Thatcher was like, I'm good.
Oh, kind. Oh, God.
I'm good. You just keep the music going. And he ends up, he lives right across from them, Joni.
Oh, gosh.
He did invite them. He said on 4th of July, there was going to be a big old party up at the pool.
Okay.
And he said they could stop by. So.
How nice. That's so nice.
We were like, Lord. But he was very, like I said, he was just doing his thing and not bothering anybody really, except it was very loud right outside the door. But, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So. It's just a lot.
Then after all of this, everybody came to my house. Thatcher flew down from New York, and so everybody was here until Sunday. And I'm just going to tell you, it was so good to have. We were missing John Garrett, but
we had all the kids together except John Garrett.
But having everybody in the pool and watching those fools wrestle around and all of that, it just felt right.
It was just like old times. Yeah. It was hilarious. They're all in the pool and the dads are in there and they're all throwing the ball around and playing monkey in the middle. And it was a lot of fun. And thank you to Joni and Ron for hosting and cooking. Of course, she cooked up a mess of all the good food. And we had, I don't know what all, pork steaks and squash. And your mama made cherry berries on a cloud for dessert. And it was great. We had people sleeping everywhere.
Yep.
It was a very good time.
We need to call Tyrone. I'm going to need a bed.
Sent me a picture. He literally just yesterday said, "You need any furniture?" And then he sent me a picture of a bed and a really nice chair. You want me to send
it? I may need it. Yeah, I may need it.
It was actually
not right now. Not right now. Text him back and say, keep us in mind. We may later.
I did say, I told him we're good right now. I said, but thanks for the pictures. Cause I appreciate it. I'm not above meeting Tyrone somewhere else. So
because July, let's just say, I don't know where the Lord has provided for July with all the rents that I've had to pay. I think I've paid about 4 mortgages this month. I don't know, between all the boys and the stuff and the
nuts.
It's been crazy. So
it is crazy.
Tyrone, I am broke for July, but keep me in mind for September.
I will keep you posted because I'm on his list now. I mean, he's professional. He's a professional hustler. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Very, very professional. So, I will say too, I want to add a little news. This happened a couple weeks ago, I guess, sometime last week, because we weren't here last week. We'd had our break for 4th of July and for all our crazy moving. But I think it was like the weekend before. Did you hear about the giant sinkhole that opened up in Alton, which is just across the river from us?
I did not.
Joni, a giant sinkhole. They caught it on camera. It was in a ball field, like a football field.
Yeah.
And it just opened up a 50-foot
deep. Maybe I did see that, but I didn't realize it was that close to you.
It was. It was probably in all the news.
Yeah.
A 50-foot deep. You could see the pole. There was a light pole right in there. A huge light. And it just went down and down.
I did see. I did see that. I didn't realize that was that close to you.
Yes. And let me tell you what. You guys, that is one of my biggest fears. You guys, what are we going to do about sinkholes? Mm-hmm.
Well, in Missouri, y'all have had them. I mean, that Top of the Rock, the golf course.
Yeah,
I mean, we talked about that on camera too. That just was gone. And people had just been out there golfing or putting. It was on a putting green.
In St. Louis, I think we're pretty close to bedrock. I think over in Alton, you're on the bluff. It's a little bit, I don't know, but listen, I'm scared of sinkholes because they just come up. We have to be able to know where those are. Like, Florida has them all the time.
It's going
to
swallow you up.
I'm scared of them.
How do you know? That's a good, how do you know where sinkholes are?
They don't. That's the thing. I'm like, we can send people to stop working on the Mars mission and let's figure out how to not have a sinkhole swallow us up.
While our kids could have been
on that ball field. Yeah. Yeah. People could have been, they're happening when no one's there. People could have been right on that.
Could have been right on it. You know, we had just across the river, there were people who built up on the bluff and it just one day just collapsed into the river. I mean, just slid right on down about 3 houses.
That's terrifying. But that at least I can comprehend, like I would never build on the side of a, because I am scared of that. Yeah. And like you see in California, even the mudslide and the things crumbling, like. Yeah.
Well, the erosion takes place. And down at the lake at Pickwick, they have built along this bluff. I mean, a huge bluff. And they've cut out so much of it now that I'm looking at the houses.
There's nothing to support.
Mm-hmm. And I asked Caleb, of course, Caleb now is civil engineer. And I said, Caleb, are those not in danger of sliding into the river? And he said, oh, they will eventually. I mean, that was his answer is that, well, it may be, you know, maybe 100 years, but that's all coming down.
Yeah. It can only stay up so long with erosion and all that happened, but that makes sense to me.
Yes.
This is the ground.
Yeah. Just going away.
Like you can't see that there's any problem there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, whereas if you're building on a cliff or an edge of a something, you can kind of, if you have half a brain, go, that's probably, you know, do I want to do that? But this is just a big old hole. It just swallowed people up. Or it didn't swallow anyone up, but it could. I'm really scared of it.
Yeah. You're going to get.
That's like when we grew up, didn't you feel, I've heard people talk about this, but in all seriousness, the way our shows were in the 70s and 80s, didn't you feel like that, like quicksand was going to be a huge thing that you were going to encounter at some point?
I had a whole quicksand plan.
Did you? What was your quicksand plan?
I was going to look for anything that I could find to hang on to grasp onto.
Yes.
And not move.
Not wiggle. Because if you just, wiggle,
you can't
it goes
wiggle,
faster.
You're going down. Yeah.
Yes. We learned, guys, we were ready for quicksand.
I would practice.
We were the most prepared
holding
generation.
My breath.
We can use ice cube trays, and we were ready for quicksand.
We know what to do with quicksand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all kids aren't going to make it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, quicksand's coming for me.
Quicksand was in every show. It was in every show. Someone would just be walking along, and quicksand would get them. I really thought it was going to be an issue, but so far, so good.
Yeah. I mean, look at Princess Bride. They were down a long time.
They were down there a long time.
But
and
see,
he
knew
right down in there.
He knew. He grabbed the vine. He knew.
He did. He did your plan. He did your quicksand.
He did my
plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And went right in after her and then pulled him out. Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, it was a big thing. It was a lot of shows were.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not watched The Princess Bride, that needs to be the next movie you watch.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you, if you're listening to us within the sound of our voice and you haven't watched The Princess Bride, you will. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. I do not think that means what you think it means.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's all I got. I don't got anything else. I really don't. I think that's enough. We're recovering. I'm just busy here doing, it's raining. Joni, it started storming last night.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, you know, we wouldn't be, you know, in our 50s if we didn't discuss the weather for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But you, because normally I get the hurricanes, but you got the hurricane.
That must be what that is. Yeah.
That is exactly what that is. Yeah,
I didn't look, but it's sunk in pretty good. So, which is nice, though. I mean, except we have flooding. Our rivers are having a problem, but
we need it so bad. Yeah. Yeah, we need it. We are getting little bits here and there, but not like I looked at St. Louis and y'all are like, y'all got the eye of the storm.
Yeah, it must have come through last night or something because it was pretty thundery. Yeah. It was kind of cool with heavy rain. Yeah. It was pretty cool, but
Burl.
So I'm just
you got Hurricane Burl.
We got burled. So I'm just trying to get stuff done today, get the house back in shape, get stuff ready for the booth. Yesterday I worked on some inventory and to get out there and what else is happening?
Oh,
I don't know. Just car stuff. Got to get the car license. Got to do all the stuff. So I'm working on that.
Can I tell them my new favorite word?
Yeah.
I have a new favorite word.
Oh, please.
So Caleb's girlfriend, we have now, I think, moved past the dating stage to girlfriend stage.
Okay.
Who you met, the Broyles all got to meet sweet Ella.
And she's lovely.
And Ella is from the community. You've heard us talk about Burt Church, which is in the country. And Ella came over the other day and she was talking about, Caleb had already talked about, you know, her brother has autism. And he said, yeah, he went over for dinner and a movie. And he said, and then Garrett walked out in his underwear. And, you know, and he was laughing about it and all this. But so Ella comes over and she's telling about it. And she said, yeah, he just walked right out in his under breeches. And I went, oh, under breeches.
Under breeches. Under breeches.
That is my new favorite word. And I told Caleb, I said, listen, you tell Ella I am not making fun of her. Under breeches is now my favorite word.
Yeah.
I will say under breeches for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. It's totally out of respect.
Yes.
We really like under breeches. Is great. That's
under
really
breeches.
Fun to say. No,
get
I like it.
Get your under breeches. Put your under breeches away. I'm telling you. Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, she's hilarious. She's a feisty one. We like her.
Oh, yeah.
For Caleb sure.
She has can met hold her his own. Match. Yeah. Uh-huh.
She can hold her own. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, I think, yeah, are we ready to move on to your recipe?
My recipe of the week, which Holly told me this is going to be my recipe of the week.
I was helping you.
I made strawberry bread while they were here this weekend. And it's really just a wonderful summery breakfast bread.
It's delicious. Or
any time of the day bread, or, actually.
Yeah, afternoon bread, midnight snack bread.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all you do, I don't have the recipe in front of me, but you slice your strawberries and, you know, sprinkle some sugar over them and let them sit for a little while. And it's just your basic, you know, kind of banana bread type stuff.
Right.
You're going to have your flour and your baking soda. You do need 4 eggs for this recipe, which is a lot.
Oh yeah, that is kind of a lot.
Yeah. So, and what else? And then, and cinnamon.
Cinnamon. And, I was going to say, I tasted the cinnamon in there. It was really
good.
You put
cinnamon in it and pecans and, but you just mix it all up and it makes 2 loaves of bread. I still have another one in my freezer for when you come back. And then you bake it for about an hour. Now I will tell you, check that middle because those strawberries release a lot of liquid. So you may have to bake it a little longer. Middles are, I need to invent something like that sticks in the middle of the bread as it bakes.
Well, aren't you just supposed to stick a toothpick?
So near the middle? But no. So that as it bakes, this rod or whatever gets hotter because your bottom is always done. It's just like that middle part.
Yeah.
That just doesn't, it has a hard time getting done.
Mm,
but if you had like something, a warming rod that stuck down in there.
Huh. Yeah. I wonder if glass, I always use metal, you know, I have bread pan, they're metal, but I wonder if like a glass bread pan would work better because the outside wouldn't get so hot. Like the metal probably gets hot because you're right. The outside gets so, can get
you
so
don't
much
want
more
it to
done.
Get, you don't want it to dry out.
Right.
But
I wonder if a glass pan, do you use metal or glass?
One was a silicone. I had a silicone pan and one was a metal pan. So,
okay. And do you notice the difference between the silicone and the metal?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I was just curious because I thought maybe that would, you're right. You need to admit that.
But it wasn't bad. But
no, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, and that, and that's that. It does take about, you know, an hour to bake, but it's so easy to just whip up.
Mm-hmm. And it was really good. It was just, like you said, it was your classic kind of fruit, you know, like a banana, but it was different because it had that strawberry. So it's a little bit different, but it still had like a good cinnamon and it was really tasty. So I did. Yeah. She made it. I was like, just use this for the recipe. I think I snapped a picture. You know what? You took a picture of that loaf, what you sent me.
Oh,
when you
and
got
I sent
it, done.
It
so
to,
we could
yes.
put two, we yeah. could do that or the picture I took, yeah. either
we can
one you want.
Post both of them. It doesn't matter.
So. Yeah. So see, I was helping you out. Someone keeps trying to call me. Stop it. Go away. Anyway. All right. Now it's time for your top three. I hope you're prepared.
Top three.
She's looking so lost.
Thought this was your top three.
No, I did last week. Sweet cheeks.
Listen to her.
Okay.
Sweet cheeks.
We're going to need a minute.
All right. No, I can come up with this real quick. All right. So Mississippi Cheese Straw Company has an almond cookie recipe or an almond cookie thing that's so good just to put out. You know, summer is just these snacks and things that, and it's just it's like, of course, almond, you know, we're all kinds of almond.
Love almond.
Stuff. Okay, and then I have a laundry detergent that I have discovered.
Oh.
Except it's expensive.
Oh, great.
So I'll only use it on my stuff and not the boys. But it's called Tyler Glam Wash Laundry Detergent.
Oh.
And, but it smells so good. It makes the whole house even smell good.
Oh. So. What's it? Where did you find out about this?
Well, there's a little place here that sells it, but you can also order it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So I'll post a link to
what kind
that.
Of scent? Are there different scents? What kind of scent?
Yes.
Okay. What
kind they've
of scent
got 12 different scents.
Oh, 12.
12. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and I'm looking for I'd like one that's a little more woodsy, Christmassy kind of. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of floral and fruity undertones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do have some woodsy. One of them, they've got a cowboy one that is leather.
Oh.
But I haven't tried that. There's a sample pack, and I may order the sample
pack. That's a good idea. Yeah, do the sample pack, and then you can try them and see what your favorite one is. That's a very good idea. Very smart.
That's a very good idea.
Okay, good. Some laundry soap. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when everybody was coming this week, I ordered a bunch of Turkish beach towels. Mm. And I gave the speech. This is your beach towel. We are going to conserve energy, mainly mine.
Mainly and so, Joni's energy.
So the last time that it was my top three, I had the little pool towel thing. I said, this is your towel. You will use it and you will hang it up and you can use it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We're not washing 15 towels.
Or like even drying. Been. Yeah, absolutely not. No, it was perfect. And we all did. We picked our colors and we picked our things. And for the most part, I think we did okay. So,
yes. But it was always the buddies. We called Hudson and John Garrett growing up the buddies. Mm-hmm. And the buddies would leave me like 15 towels a day. Oh, I think they had to like dry a different part of their body.
I don't know. They would just come and grab. I don't even know where they found them. I guess you probably put a pile out, but they thought that was all for them. And I don't even know. But of course, my buddy left his swimsuit laying right on the bricks this time. So I'm bringing your HUD if you're listening, which you're not. I'm bringing your swimsuit back to you because I'm coming down this week. So
that's right.
Yeah. Those towels are nice. They dry really quickly. And they're nice.
Yeah, they're not bulky. They're they're really thin and they travel well.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to the beach or whatever and they don't hold the sand like.
Right. That's the main thing. You can shake them out and the sand just comes off of them. So before you put them in your back in your bag or whatever. Yeah. Very nice. I really like those. So excellent. That's a really good top three, especially considering you didn't know you didn't know what you were doing.
That's right. I did. I really did think. I thought I just did the towel holder last week, but whatever.
No, I did. I did like a Walmart dress.
That's right. I did it.
You did.
I did it off the cuff. I'm so good.
Look at you. Look at you go. All right. Well, I think that is it for today. Unless you had something else. Did you need to say anything else to the good people?
Nope.
No, that's it.
Make sure you're wearing clean underbreeches.
Just make sure you change your underbreeches. Okay, in case you get in an accident. Did your grandma always tell you that?
It was my great aunt. My great aunt would always tell me, make sure, make sure. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of little weird quirks, but make sure you are always wearing clean panties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you get in a wreck and they have to cut your clothes off, they'll know if you're not wearing clean panties.
Listen, nobody fought dirty underwear harder than that Depression era. They fought it.
Well, and I looked at her finally one day and I said, Anna Inez, I'm pretty sure if I get in a wreck, my panties aren't going to be clean anyway.
Exactly. That's a good point. Why are you caring? Because, you know, that'd be the least of your concerns. They're not concerned about that. But that was always a thing growing up. You got to always wear, not because it's good hygiene, not because of anything else, but in case you're in a wreck, you don't want to have dirty underwear.
I had to make sure, she made me promise that, one, I had to make sure she was dead. And two.
Now that I believe in. I do believe in.
And two, I could not leave her dead body alone.
Oh.
But I did.
Oh, why did she?
I didn't stay at the nursing home.
Why did she not want it left alone?
Necrophilia.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean? She thought someone was going to raise her up?
No.
Or someone was going to do something?
She was afraid somebody was going to love her up while she was dead.
Okay. Oh, my word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But
this
listen,
took a turn. You guys, this is taking a whole turn I wasn't ready for.
So listen. Yeah. But listen, let me tell you one more story when she did die.
Yes, please.
And she lived to be 100 and almost 103 years old. She was like a few days away from 103 when she died. So we had the funeral and her son had already passed away And so her friend, we've talked about Marianne on here, was mm-hmm. her daughter. And Marianne lived in Memphis, but they had the funeral here because she, you know, Aunt Inez was from here, grew up here, everything. So this couple walks into the funeral home, and I didn't know them. And mother leaned down and said, "Do you know them?" And I said, "I don't know who that is." And so I thought, well, maybe Marianne knows them. Marianne's looking at us. And so I thought, well, maybe it's somebody from the nursing home or whatever, just this mm-hmm. little couple. And Marianne walks up to them and she said, "Hi, I'm Marianne. I'm Mrs. Sizer's daughter." And they said, "Oh, well, we didn't know her. We just wanted to see what a 103-year-old woman looked like." I mean, that's, I was like, nerve. Come on. You could have made anything up at some point. I mean, you could have said, "We were just next door. We just wanted to come right. by and pay our respects." Right. Or you could have even said, "We just read that she was 103 and we just thought anybody that lived that long needed to, you know, right. we just wanted to pay."
We just wanted to see what a 103-year-old person looked like. I mean, it's not a circus, you freaks.
Marianne, holy you know, cow. Marianne's so graceful. Marianne just said, "Well, she looks pretty good, doesn't
well,
she?"
Go ahead. Take a look. Get a selfie. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. People,
of course, you know, of course, Aunt Inez wouldn't have set foot in the sun. You know, I mean, she's that, right. you know, mm-hmm, don't, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. I probably
put your
should
clean
have taken
underwear
it.
On and, yeah. And
yes.
Wear your hat.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So
I'm dying.
Anyway, okay. yeah, that was the most all bizarre. Right. I thought you could have said anything except for that.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they were honest. So we yeah. got to give them that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this took a turn at the end. If you didn't, hopefully people stayed on after the top three because we didn't know that necrophilia was going to be, I didn't have that on my bingo card for any time. But anyway, thank you all so much. Please come back because you never know. You never know what you're going to learn. You never know what Tyrone, you know, best, thank you so much for the hookup on the mattress. And, we will have lots more adventures to talk about next week. We're going to be traveling out and about. So we'll chat more about that next week. So until then, goodbye, Cornbread.
See you, Corn Dip. Bingo.
Bingo. Necrophilia. For the win. Oh, gosh. Are you serious? Yeah. She really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that would be something to be concerned about. You know, those nurses, you hear all kinds of stories, so.
Yeah, she was pregnant.
All right.
Gonna love her up when she was dead.
Okay, I got stuff to do. I can't be sitting here discussing that. That's disgusting.